KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:06, we have a partly cloudy to cloudy sky. It's 10 degrees above zero. We look forward to be mostly sunny today, a high around 30. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. And the news is brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. In area news, the Atlantic City Council is set to hold a regular meeting this evening at City Hall. The meeting starts as usual at 5:30 p.m. On their agenda is a report from the Community Protection Committee with regard to a proposed rental inspection ordinance. The CPC met a week ago Tuesday and at that time decided not to recommend the full council approve the ordinance at this time. We'll hear more on the reasons why from Councilman Chris Jimerson, who also serves on as the CPC chair. The council will also hold a public hearing on a proposal to enter into a general obligation essential loan purpose agreement. Following the hearing, the council will act on passing a resolution taking additional action to enter into a general obligation essential purpose loan agreement, and the resolution setting the date for a public hearing on the proposal to enter into the aforementioned agreement. Of the $2.68 million in debt being issued, City Administrator John Lund said the city is assuming $304,181 in general corporate purpose debt. The bond portion of the CIP, or Capital Improvement Plan, would cover police and fire vehicles, police and fire equipment, a rural fire pumper truck, airport maintenance projects, street and bridge projects. It would also include fire station improvements, beautification projects, and phase two of the library remodel, along with an animal shelter incinerator. The council will also hold a public hearing this evening on a proposal to enter into a general obligation solid waste management loan agreement and act on a resolution taking additional action on the proposal. Other resolutions will cover accepting easements for the turnaround project on South Palm Street, a resolution adopting the preliminary fiscal year 2019 budget, and setting the date for a public hearing on March the 7th to adopt the fiscal 2019 budget. They will also act on resolution setting March the 7th as the date for a public hearing on a proposed adoption of the fiscal year 2019 10-year capital improvement plan. The Atlantic City Council meeting will conclude with a closed session for an annual performance review of City Administrator John Lund. Members of the Audubon School District's Board of Education will meet tonight in a regular session in their boardroom at the high school. The meeting begins at 7 p.m. and on their agenda is a public hearing with regard to the fiscal year 2019 school calendar. Action items include receiving the initial proposal from the Audubon Education Association and approval of the fiscal year 2019 school calendar, along with the first reading of policies pertaining to graduation requirements, payroll deductions, and the first and final readings of policies with regard to the Board of Directors' election and term of office. In other business, the Audubon School Board will discuss an early retirement policy. At the conclusion of regular business, they'll enter into a closed session to discuss strategy with regard to negotiations with a collective bargaining unit. The Griswold School Board met in a regular session Monday evening. Superintendent Dave Hendricks told KJAN News yesterday the board reluctantly accepted some resignations that will become effective at the end of the school year, and they approved contracts for other individuals.
Sandy England, elementary vocal teacher and tag teacher, applied for early retirement, and the board regretfully accepted that. And obviously the reason for regretfully is because of her great service to the district, so we're going to miss. We also had two elementary teachers resign. These are effective at the end of the school year as well. Aaron Holtman, first grade teacher at Lewis, and Rochelle Tweed, fifth grade teacher at Elliott. On the new hire side of things, Joe Rush was hired as a special education van driver. Helen Riley, one-to-one special ed aide at Elliott. And Brooke Palmer, one-to-one special ed aide at Elliott as well. Since I also forgot Joe Sponsler as a special ed van driver.
And the Griswold School Board heard from representatives with KPE Architects and Estes Construction with regard to the district's facilities projects. Henrick says they presented their recommendation in terms of bid packages. The bids came in $7,000 under what they expected, so the board awarded the bid packages to those bidders. The next step, according to Henrick, is for Estes Construction to send out the contracts. A construction timeline will be developed as well, with construction tentatively set to begin the first week of April, weather permitting. At some point thereafter, a groundbreaking ceremony will take place. Hendricks said also the school board elected to buy a Cirrus electronic sign for $17,000 to replace the one that was damaged. The new sign will be placed in front of the school. Installation of the sign and related groundskeeping work will be handled by the Booster Club, which will save the district a lot of money. The board also authorized the administration to go out for bids with regard to a new bus, and were informed that a joint meeting will be held with Lennox in a few weeks to talk about continued sharing of the superintendent's position. The tentative date for the meeting is March 8th in Griswold. Hendricks said also that the first negotiations with the certified bargaining unit will be held February 27th. That is a check of the news this morning here on KJAN, brought to you by Meyer & Gross Real Estate, celebrating 40 years of great quality service. Give Meyer & Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.